AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Recovery crews have now brought up at least 10 bodies from the Black Sea following the crash of a Russian plane shortly after takeoff from Sochi. None of the 92 people on board are believed to have survived. Among those on board were members of Russia's army band and choir.
The plane was heading to the Russian military base in Syria, where the military band was to perform before the Russian servicemen.
The AP's Vladimir Isashenko tells us that President Vladimir Putin has declared tomorrow to be a day of mourning. Pope Francis delivered his annual Christmas message to thousands of people in St. Peter's Square today. Among other things, through an interpreter, he called for an end to the tensions between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
May Israelis and Palestinians have the courage and the determination to write a new page of history where hate and revenge give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding.
In Israel, a sharp rebuke this weekend of the Obama administration's decision to abstain during a vote in the UN Security Council condemning West Bank settlements. A cabinet minister says his country feels betrayed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is also considering a plan of action against the UN.
Israel's prime minister says the Obama administration has conducted a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the UN. He says he's looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. Trump had called for the U.S. to exercise its veto of the resolution condemning Israeli settlements.
That's the AP's Carlotta Bradley. There have been deadly bombings in and around Baghdad today. At least 11 civilians were killed. 36 other people were wounded. No group immediately claimed responsibility. In the Philippines, no immediate reports of any injuries, but there is heavy rain and powerful winds and waves as that country is being battered by a typhoon. The storm has top winds of 114 miles an hour. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Trump has announced he'll dissolve his charitable foundation before he takes office next month.
The dissolution of the Donald J. Trump Foundation would do away with one of the potential conflicts of interest that critics have voiced concerns about. But the foundation is also under investigation by the New York State Attorney General's office. In a statement, Trump says the foundation operated at essentially no cost for decades, with 100% of the money going to charity.
And that's the AP's Mike Gracia. The Democratic National Committee has dismissed the move, saying that closing a charity is no substitute for Trump's divesting from his for-profit business and putting the assets into a blind trust. Well, if it's Christmas Day, then reenactors will be getting into boats on the Delaware River to portray General George Washington's 1776 crossing of that river during the Revolutionary War. Boats ferried thousands of soldiers across the river during the original crossing and went on to attack Hessian troops in Trenton. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.